Welcome to Up the Villa podcast. If you're new, subscribe. Get involved in the comment section down below. Manchester United 1, Aston Villa 0. And hit a like on this video. Let's try and get 500 likes on this video then. So, run is over. We've lost 1-0 to Manchester United. I don't know where to start, really, because it was such a frustrating game. We just couldn't get any rhythm. First half was pretty bad. I think it was a really poor first half from Aston Villa. We couldn't really get anywhere near Manchester United, especially their midfield. They brought back Sabitzer in the middle of the park with Eriksen and Casemiro. And we were just nullified completely. We were losing second balls. We just looked lost in that first half. I thought we looked devoid of any ideas. We lacked any control. We lacked any aggression. We were just loose. We couldn't pick up on any of the balls, any of the second balls. We weren't really dictating the tempo. The high line was just really, really high. And, you know, they were looking to play that ball over the top at will, weren't they? That was just their tactic. Casemiro over the top, Fernandes over the top, looking to get Rashford onto it. And dare I say, first half, we really handled it pretty well, that ball over the top. It wasn't for sort of like a challenge of two players coming together and them getting that header over the top that played in Rashford. That's what created the ball. So I felt like whipped in balls, lofty balls over the top, we dealt with it okay. It was just that challenge of two players going together and us losing out on that header set Rashford away. He had his shot. Martinez palmed it into Fernandes and it was 1-0. But, you know, that was pretty much a pattern of that first half. I spoke about in the predicted lineup and the match reaction that we needed Buendia and we needed Ramsey to have really good games in this game. And I think neither of them had those good games. I felt Ramsey in that second half was a little bit better. He started to get into pockets of space. But Buendia in that game was non-existent for me. He was loose. He gave the ball away numerous times. And what I say is when I do say that a Ramsey and a Buendia need to get on the ball, it's because if they don't, that's the type of performance that we have. We look loose. We look like we don't have a midfield and everything just breaks down. It's like when it goes forward, it's got to stick with Watkins and Buendia, which then allows a McGinn and a Ramsey to carry on and break through and give us a foothold in the game. And unfortunately, when those two seem to have bad games, We look quite poor. You know, first half, Ramsey wasn't really getting in those pockets of space. He wasn't driving us forward. So I think we're always going to have problems when Buendia and Ramsey aren't on it in a game, and especially that first half, they weren't on it. So I felt like going in at halftime did us justice a little bit. So we came out in that second half and we did impose ourselves a little bit more. We did look a little bit better in that second half. We posed them more questions. I felt like Ramsey was getting on the ball a little bit more. When McGinn went into the double pivot, we had that little bit more bite and we had that little bit more energy. But, you know, it's see how I'm trying to break our performance down and I can't really go further in it because that was the performance that we had. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, it was just a lacked energy. And I think, to be fair, you know, I mean, we're on the back of this 10-game, you know, streak of 8 wins and 2 draws. And it just looked tired. The players are tired. And that was a lot of everybody's worry, wasn't it? We need some bodies back because they're knackered. They're absolutely knackered. And it was that type of performance. Duran came on and he tried to put himself about a little bit. Traore, the same. Chambers, the same. And it just weren't working, was it? You know, Watkins wasn't able to create much. We had that chance where I think Luiz and we had it cleared off the line, but I think it was offside as well. So I think credit to the team that they stuck in there and it was only 1-0 and we took it down to the wire, didn't we? And I think that's what Emery would have wanted. Take the game deep. We can try and get a chance. You saw off the corners and the set pieces at the end that we were still well in the game, weren't we? But it was just a little bit of quality. It was that little bit of quality that we really lacked in this game. And it's just frustrating because, you know, we are in the European mix and I think that result's not done us any favours with, you know, Brighton walloping Wolves and etc. So we've got to just, you know, try and take as much as we can into these games now with our energy. And if we can potentially get a Cash back, a Bailey back, if Kamara can come back in, it's really going to help this team have some extra players in it. So, you know, it was a bit flat. It was a bit ponderous. And I'd love to know what you guys think. What are your thoughts on it? What are your thoughts on that performance? Because, you know, it was a poor one. It was a frustrating one. But, you know, we've done fantastically well to put us in this position. And I've especially been relishing this European charge. So, you know, I'm not going to be too damn beat about it. I think we were always going to lose the game eventually. But we need to go big at Wolves because now Wolves away, it's a pretty much a must win, isn't it? We've got to go there and we've got to put in a performance and we've got to win the game. So I'm frustrated with the way we played in the first half. I felt better watching it in the second half. We only narrowly lost it 1-0, but yeah, you know, tough game, tough place to go. So yeah, Villa fans, let me know what your thoughts are on that performance and cheers for your support. Up the Villa.